Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with a Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Command, is on the air. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Command, the store is rare. Take his advice and you'll look keen. You'll get a shave as fan.
The 447th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Featuring strange and fantastic stories, some that are legends, others mere hearsay, but also interesting. We'd like to pass them along to you. We're broadcasting from Chicago tonight, and here in Chicago, we're raring to go. Our guest is the former light heavyweight champion of the world, Slapsy Maxie Rosenbloom. But before we bring you Maxie Rosenbloom in person, here is Reel One, Portrait of a Love Story in April. Tonight is the 23rd of April, 157 years ago tonight, on another April the 23rd, a youngster was born in Pennsylvania. His nickname was Jim, and Jim grew up to be quite an athlete. But of all the sports, Jim loved wrestling the best, and he was a good wrestler, too. In fact, he was so good that he won the wrestling championship of the state of Pennsylvania. After Jim had won the wrestling championship of Pennsylvania, he received a challenge to wrestle a champion of New York State, a man named Tom Hastings. And so it was, 2 weeks later, that Jim, representing the state of Pennsylvania, wrestled a man named Tom Hastings, representing the state of New York. And after a bitter wrestling match, the winner was Jim. After that wrestling match was over, every paper in Pennsylvania carried Jim's picture on the front page. But he didn't care too much about that publicity, because just before that wrestling match, Jim had met a beautiful girl, and he'd fallen in love with her, and she returned his love. They were very much in love, these two, so much so that they planned to be married, and they might have been married. That is, they might have been married if one day Jim hadn't received a letter that read, "Dear Jim, my father has forbidden me to marry you. He refuses to let me see you again. He says you can never support me, and he will not let me marry a wrestler. I told him you'd give up wrestling, Jim, but it's no use. I have to obey my father. Jim, no matter where you are or whatever you do, I'll always be in love with you." Jim couldn't believe that letter. He tried desperately to see his fiancée, but it was no use. And shortly afterwards, she died a tragic death. There are those who say she took her own life. Perhaps not. But nevertheless, Jim never forgot her. He vowed that if he couldn't have her, he'd never love anyone else. And he never did. He remained a bachelor for the rest of his life, faithful to her memory as long as he lived. And he never wrestled again either. The years drifted by after that. Lonely, empty years, until 40 years later, Jim died too. He died still a bachelor and still faithful to the memory of the girl that he'd loved 40 years before, for he died holding her letter in his hand, a letter that was now yellow with age, a letter that began, "Dear Jim, my father has forbidden me to marry you. He refuses to let me see you again. He says you can never support me." Jim must have smiled when he read those familiar lines written 40 years before. For in the 40 years since that letter had been written, Jim had become successful. So successful that he had become the President of the United States. For you see, Jim's full name was James Buchanan. Now you know why this nation's only bachelor president never married. All because of a wrestling match. A wrestling match in which James Buchanan defeated the New York State champion. But maybe you'd also like to know what happened to that New York State champion. Remember, his name was Tom Hastings. Well, after he was defeated by James Buchanan, Tom Hastings never wrestled again either. And yet he too became famous, very famous. For in later years, it was the same Tom Hastings who wrote the most famous church hymn of all time, Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee.
Portrait of a wrestling match that was destined to begin the career of a president and a great church hymn. Reel two. We're broadcasting from Chicago tonight, and right now I'd like to tell you fellas, if you haven't yet bought the sensational money-saving offer on Colgate Shave Cream and the Eversharp Schick Injector Razor, act now before the limited supplies are gone. For a miracle value, 89 cents, you get three great shaving aids. The perfect shaving combination. One, a genuine new model Eversharp Schick Injector Razor, whose retail value alone is $1. 2, an injector with 10 blades, and 3, a large-sized tube of Colgate shave cream, either Colgate brushless or Colgate lather. It's the biggest bargain in shaving history.
Right. Only 89 cents buys you the world's only razor that changes blades automatically, the brand-new latest model Eversharp Schick Injector Razor. Its retail value alone is $1. In addition, you get a genuine new injector with 10 super-keen, super-smooth, double-thick Eversharp Schick blades, retail value 49 cents. And to top it all, you get a big, large-sized tube of smooth Colgate shave cream, your choice of Colgate brushless or Colgate rapid shave cream. You've never known a better team for smooth, clean, comfortable shaves. And it's yours for only 89 cents.
Colgate makes this great offer to introduce millions more of you men to the slick, sweet, trouble-free shaves you get with either Colgate brushless or Colgate rapid shave cream. Because both are light and finer textured, Colgate shave creams completely surround, soften, and support each bristle better than heavy creams. Your razor doesn't skid or slip, but cuts through clean and smooth. In fact, your new Eversharp Schick Injector Razor makes it the fastest, safest, easiest, and smoothest shave you've ever known. But remember, the limited supplies of this wonder shave combination will not last much longer. So get yours tonight or tomorrow for sure. It's a money-saving opportunity that may never come again. Now imagine, Colgate shave cream, an Eversharp Schick razor with injector and 10 blades, and all for only 89 cents. Reel 3, Profile of April. This is the month of April. Did you ever think that a certain day in this month has made sports history? That's right. A certain day in this month of April has made sports history. For on several different occasions, the 1st of April has been a day that can never be forgotten. Let me show you what I mean. Did you ever hear of Rube Waddell? He was one of the greatest pitchers who ever lived. He pitched for the Philadelphia Athletics, but he was a screwball. They called him a clown. Yeah, they called him a clown because he ran away from the big league baseball to go fishing. He quit pitching once to chase fire engines. He quit another time to take a job wrestling alligators. Baseball to him was a joke. He laughed his way through the big leagues. Yet strange as it seems, the famous Rube Waddell, who acted the part of a fool, died on April Fool's Day. But while April the 1st brought death to Rube Waddell, that same date brought life to another great athlete. For it was on April the 1st of 1872 that Joe Walcott was born. Joe Walcott, a mighty mighty dynamite who came roaring out of the British West Indies to make boxing history. He only stood 5 feet tall, yet he was one of the greatest fighters of all time. So great that in Madison Square Garden, he won the welterweight championship of the world. Years later, in 1931, old Joe Walcott came back to Madison Square Garden, this time as a janitor. That's the story of two great athletes for whom April the 1st was an important day. Old Joe Walcott, who was born on April the 1st, and Rube Waddell, who died on April the 1st. There was still another sporting event that happened on the 1st of April that was to make history. For on the 1st of April in 1915... two men were in swimming at Avalon Beach in California. The younger of these two men was the lifeguard at Avalon Beach. Suddenly, a typical April thunder shower came up. Before the older man could get in out of the water, the April storm had whipped the waves into a frenzy and had carried the older man far out into the ocean. Quickly, the lifeguard went to his rescue and pulled him back to safety. That man whose life had been saved during that April storm was Al Jolson. And the young lifeguard who'd saved him was Buddy DeSilva. Al Jolson was so grateful to Buddy DeSilva for saving his life that he gave him a job as a lyric writer. And the very first song that Buddy DeSilva wrote for Al Jolson was a song in honor of that April storm that had brought them together, a song he called April Showers.
Oh, April showers may come your way.
One of Al Jolson's greatest songs had never have been written if it hadn't been for an April shower in which he was saved from drowning by Buddy DeSilva. And the next song that Buddy DeSilva wrote for Al Jolson was also in memory of that swimming rescue. For since Buddy had saved Al's life at Avalon Beach in California, what could be more appropriate than he should call his next song Avalon?
I found my love in
by this time, Buddy DeSilva and Al Jolson were inseparable. So much so that when Al Jolson came to New York, he brought Buddy DeSilva with him. But Buddy DeSilva missed California. He missed it so much, he decided to go back. And that's why the next song he wrote was called
California, here I come.
California, here I come. Right back where I started from. Where bowers of flowers bloom in the sun.
Al Jolson and Buddy DeSilva, still great friends, a friendship that began many years ago when Buddy DeSilva saved Al Jolson's life, saved it in a swimming rescue. A swimming rescue that directly led Buddy DeSilva to write three great songs. April Showers, Avalon, and California, Here I Come.
California, here I come.
Portrait. Portrait of a sports story in April that gave America three of its greatest songs. Reel four, I'll be back in just a moment with our special guest, Slapsy Maxie Rosenblum. But first, since we're broadcasting from Chicago tonight, here's the best in the West, Don Elder.
Don't miss this sensational money-saving offer on Colgate Shave Cream and the Eversharp Schick Injector Razor. Only 89 cents buys you, one, a genuine new model Eversharp Schick Injector Razor, the world's only razor with the automatic blade changer with a retail value alone of $1. Two, an injector with 10 super keen Eversharp Schick blades, retail value 49 cents. And three, a large size tube of light, finer textured Colgate Shave Cream, either lather or brushless. For fast, clean, smooth shaves, you can't beat this team anywhere. And it's only 89 cents. Get yours now before the limited supplies are sold out. The special combination of Colgate Shave Cream, the Eversharp Schick Razor, and injector with 10 blades, only 89 cents at any shaving supply counter. And now, back to Bill Stern.
Reel 5, Colgate's camera close-up of Slapsy Maxie Rosenblum. We're broadcasting from the city of Chicago tonight, but our guest is in New York City. Hence, this is Bill Stern in Chicago switching to New York, where the next voice you hear will be the famous champion, Slapsy Maxie Rosenblum, speaking in person.
Thank you, Bill. Yes, this is Slapsy Maxie Rosenblum. And as Bill Stern would say, profile of a great fighter. That's me. But I wasn't always a great fighter, no. As a child, I was so sickly, I had to suck my thumb through a straw. But I got to be a healthy kid later on. Why, every morning I used to stand under a cold shower. Wonder what would happen if I turned the water on. But don't think I'm crazy. At least I'm not as crazy as my brother. He's crazy on both sides. I'm only crazy on my mother's side. And then I became a fighter. At first they called me the wallpaper kid. I took quite a pasting. In fact, I lost so many fights that my manager, instead of throwing in towels, threw in paper napkins. But I shouldn't kick. Now I'm living well in a New York hotel. It's a nice hotel. So nice that they got a sign in the lobby that says, you gotta bury your own dead. And no opium smoking in the elevators. And my room, you should see my room. It's so small and mice are hunchbacked. But I ain't kicking. After all, now I'm playing nightclubs and I got a swell act. You see, I come out and bend way over backwards and pick up a handkerchief in my teeth. Then for an encore, I come out and pick up my teeth. This is Slapsy Maxie Rosenblum in New York City, returning you to Bill Stern in Chicago.
Thank you so much. Good luck and good night, Slapsy Maxie Rosenblum. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. Tonight we've been broadcasting from the windy city of Chicago. We're in Chicago, en route to Des Moines, Iowa, to broadcast tomorrow's Drake Relays. And next Friday night, we'll be back, same time, same stations, when our guest from Chicago will be the famous singing star, Mr. Tony Martin. So be sure and be with us next week when we present as our guest, the movie star in person, Tony Martin. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreel at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, until next Friday night at this very same time, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good, good night from Chicago.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Command is on his way. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Command had lots to say. He told you tales of sports heroes, the inside dope he really knows. So listen in next Friday night. C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
The Bill Stern Show tonight came from New York and Chicago. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.